Easy spot, sir, the communications technician tapped out in acknowledgement. Good news? Captain Franks asked.
Everything is as expected, Admiral Podolsky replied. Our friend Clark even delivered it exactly on time.
Colonel Glazov didn't like working on weekends any more than his Western counterparts, but what he read in the report by Yegorov, Marvin's true name, was invigorating.
Boxwood Green, Glazov said.
The question, he thought, was whether or not to forward the data to the Vietnamese. That would be a political decision, and one to be made quickly. The colonel called his superior, who was at home and instantly in a foul humor. Sunrise came slowly, barely relieving the grayness of the scene Kelly watched. The guard force was 44 men, and all but the 8 on tower duty formed up for calisthenics. When the exercises ended, the soldiers headed off for morning chow, falling out in a decidedly casual way. At 8, the guard cycle changed again, and the camp continued its mind-numbing routines.
Good morning, Ivan, Kelly whispered to himself as he watched Grisanov emerge from his quarters. Only one, Kelly wondered. Only one Russian officer to help torture the prisoners. Well, that meant only one extraneous person to have to kill. He watched the Russian walk across the parade ground. Then the senior Vietnamese officer, a major, went towards him. The little major saluted the tall colonel.
It's Doris Brown, right? Sergeant Peter Meyer asked his father.
Peter, you know I can't say. This is a pastoral matter.
Pop, you have to understand, we're talking 2 homicides, plus the drug business. That's pretty heavy stuff, Pop.
Even worse than that, his father reported. They don't just kill the girls. Torture. Sexual abuse. I know I have to do something, but I can't.
Yeah, I know you can't. Okay, I can call the police in Baltimore and fill them in on what you've told me. I'll call first thing in the morning.
Will it put the person in danger?
Shouldn't, Peter judged.
How can people do things like that?
Pop, I see it all the time. The important part is getting the bastards. The KGB resident in Hanoi had general major rank, and he found the enciphered dispatch on his desk interesting. He knew about the camp, of course. And as entertaining as it might be for the Americans to rescue their people with this Boxwood Green operation, as much as it might show the Vietnamese again that they should cooperate more closely with the Soviet Union, that they really were a client state, it would also mean that the knowledge locked in those American minds would be lost to his country, and it was knowledge they must have. How long, he wondered, could he let this one wait? The mission had been approved at White House level only a week or so earlier. They had real forewarning now.
Captain Albee, sir, a yeoman came into the compartment where the Marine drilled his men one last time. Message from Mr. Snake. He handed over a clipboard.
Albee looked up. Okay, Marines. We're going in tonight.
That dude, one of the younger Marines said, is one cool motherfucker.
Hello, Robin.
Hi, Kolya, Zacharias said weakly.
I'm still working on better food.
Would be nice, the American acknowledged.
Try this. Grisanov handed over some black bread his wife had sent him. The American wolfed it down with a sip from the Russian's flask.
I'll turn you into a Russian,
the Soviet Air Force colonel said with a chuckle. I'd like to show you my country. Just plant the seed of the idea, he thought.
I have a family, Kolya. God willing.
Yes, Robin. God willing, or North Vietnam willing, or the Soviet Union willing. Somehow,
He'd save this man, he thought, and the others. Also, God willing, if the Chinese decide to bomb Moscow, I have a plan now to stop them. Grisanov unfolded the map and set it on the floor. It was the result of all his talks with his American colleague, everything he had learned and analyzed, formulated on a single sheet of paper. Zacharias ran his fingers over it and smiled his approval. A bright guy, Kolya. He understood defense in depth now. And if every Russian PVO commander understood how to do this, then SAC would have one miserable time.
Dear God, Robin's hands froze. This wasn't about the Chinese at all.
Zacharias looked up and his face revealed his thought.
I've told you everything, the American said.
Then he closed his eyes and his shoulders shook. Grisanov embraced him to ease the pain he saw.
Robin, you've told me how to protect the children of my country.
And I've betrayed my country, Zacharias whispered.
He was damned.
My friend.
You used me,
Robin hissed, trying to pull away.
Robin, you must listen to me. It is time for you to learn other things.
Robin had to understand.
Like what?
Robin, you are a dead man. The Vietnamese have reported you dead to your country. You will never be allowed to return home.
It seared Kolya's soul when Robin looked at him. The accusation there was almost more than he could bear.
What you are thinking is wrong. I have begged my superiors to let me save your life. I will not let you die. You cannot go back to America. I will make for you a new home.
God, man, put yourself in my place. What would you have done? What would you feel in my place?
There was no reply beyond a sob of shame and despair.
Would you have me let them torture you? 6 men in this camp died before I came here. I put a stop to it. I have saved you.
And I've told you how to kill American pilots.
Only if they attack my country can I hurt them. This is not a game, Robin. We are in the business of death, you and I. And to save lives, one must also take them.
Perhaps he'd see it in time, Grisanov hoped. He'd gotten his information and saved a life in the process. He was satisfied with that.